time.
I'm just kidding. Hello and welcome to the Paragraph Despair Show. I'm your host, your one and only host, Anton, and this is my sidekick, Chris.
That's not how the show works at all. Also, you're pretending to start and not starting won't really come through on the podcast because they'll just hear nothing.
Yep. Well, you could edit it out.
Right, but then it starts with me saying anytime.
What? Oh, because you said anytime first? Yeah. But you could edit out the anytime and then the dead air.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have the power of the editing.
I know, but like creatively, I'm trying to like keep that silence in.
Got it. Okay. That, I mean, maybe we'll get us a lot more listeners.
I mean, anything to get us more listeners.
So the show that you're listening to right now, the Paragraph Despair Show, is me and Chris. Uh-huh. Or Chris and me. We're equal. Not we're each other's sidekick. And what we do is we have six segments. Though maybe we won't do six segments today. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. We're trying stuff, trying new stuff out.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of every episode, I got to give a quick explanation of the show. We talk about whatever topics we want, but we break them up into segments that are roughly 15 to 20 minutes long. And the other key thing that we have is points and the in a scoreboard. And at the beginning of every episode, we're supposed to say what the points are. And there was a big upset in our last episode.
Yeah.
Because I was way ahead in points. Yeah.
And Anton just decided he felt like giving away points with a really easy game.
I didn't think you were going to be good at that game. You were just really surprisingly good.
But like that's also changed how I'm going to set up new games, because I'm like, oh yeah, it's kind of I don't want to create a game where he gets a bunch of points.
Got it. Well, I'm interested to see in your upcoming games for that.
I mean, you have some chances today to get some points.
Okay. I'm not giving you any chances.
Oh, thanks.
You're ahead. I got to catch up. So the scoreboard right now is Chris has 19 points. I have 17 points. And the way points work in this show is we have a bunch of rules for the show. And there's a bunch of rules that relate to points. Like if you ask what a celebrity's net worth is, you get a point. If you guess it within like 30% of their actual net worth, you get a point. There's a bunch of random rules. Some of them are tied to our segments. Doesn't really matter. But at the end of the year, maybe we'll do something cool with the points, because that was one of the rules too. Big event at the end of the year. That's one of the rules. Am I missing anything for the premise of this show and what's going on with it?
Yeah.
All right. So, first segment.
All right. So, the big talk of this week, what was it?
Oh, the Omicron variant.
No. Everyone got their Spotify recap. Everyone's talking about
it. Yeah.
So every year, Spotify does these. It used to be they just created a playlist for you of like what songs you listen to most, and like it sort of gradually really grew into something really cool. Like I really liked what they did. It's like a story on Instagram or something that you just click through. It's like this whole presentation with the data of like your listening habits and what you listen to the most and your favorite bands and how long and the time and the podcast and everything. So a lot of fun. I wanted to go through some of the stat highlights from our accounts. Now, it kind of comes with this presentation at the beginning, like if your life was like a movie or something and this was the score. And then it gives you a few examples of songs and it walks through and then it starts telling you what bands you listen to most and for how long and then your top five artists and then your like your music aura and everything. Now, you don't use Spotify as much as I do. I'm willing to bet.
Well, we'll see in a, I guess.
Because, well, we're going to share our total minutes, right?
Yeah.
Well, when we get to it. All right. Did you screenshot your opening credits theme?
I screenshot everything, yeah.
Oh, all right. What is your opening credits theme?
Happy jazz.
Well, mine is the song Seasons by Future Island.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
So That's my opening credits thing. What is the song playing as a single tear drops into your reflection in the pond?
Lacrimosa. It's a Mozart song. It's the most epic.
You gotta tell me the artist. Song. You can't just say the name.
The artist is Mozart.
Well, mine's Pyramid Song by Radiohead.
Oh.
That's a good one. Really? I don't even remember listening to that one that much. What is the song playing as you proclaim your love in the rain? Mine's kind of weird.
I don't have that. I think that's unique to you.
Oh. Mine is something called The Arts and the Hours by Jean-Philippe Rameau. I think it's like a classical or instrumental thing. I don't know. Must have been on a playlist. I don't remember it really. All right, here we go. Let's get to the good stuff.
Well, I got something different than you.
Oh, what'd you get?
I get this song playing as you face off against your rival dance crew.
Oh, what is it?
Alberto Balsam by Aphex Twin.
Oh, cool.
I have no idea what that song is.
Yeah. All right. So then it goes, I think, right into your total minutes listening.
All right. I want to wager.
No, that's weird. They use a decimal instead of a comma, but I thought it was a comma.
Oh, are you listening to British Spotify?
I hope not. No, because it says United States.
They might use different numbers, though, to inflate your minutes. British minutes are longer.
Oh, shorter. That's why. Well, all right. Total minutes. What'd you got?
Wait a minute. I want to put a wager on this. Mm-hmm. I wager I listen to more minutes of Spotify than you, and I think you're underestimating my Spotify listening. I wager a point.
I'll take that bet because it gives you a little bit of data underneath the minutes of the percentage more of how much you listen to compared to other listeners. So, yep. Statistically, I have a good shot of beating you.
I do as well.
Mm. All right.
So, wagering a point each, so whoever gets this, the other person loses a point.
Yeah, and you gain a point.
And that person gets it. Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. What do you got?
I listen more than 80% of other people in the United States. How about you?
Oh, my God. 88%.
No!
38,465 minutes.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no.
I know. I got you.
All right, you get your point. 20 to 16 now. I listened to 26,773 minutes.
Yeah, but I get it. Mathematically, it should have worked, but you just went up against the wrong person.
I listened to so much ambient music, like to go to sleep, that I would have done it. But
like, I'm listening on the way to work. You know, at work, when I'm at home, have it on in the background. I don't know. I guess it's pretty close. Did you get your top song of the year?
Yeah, I have no idea what this is.
You don't know what your top song is? You listen to it the most.
I listen to a lot of deep sleep playlist.
Oh, okay.
On Spotify. So it just plays ambient music. I have no idea where one ends and one begins.
Mm-hmm.
What was your top song?
Mine was from one of our best and worst segments.
I doubt it was Olivia Rodrigo.
It wasn't. But remember, so we did the War on Drugs album, Lost in the Dream. I don't think this was my favorite song I gave you, though.
Oh, wow.
You're
a liar.
Yeah, the data paints a very different picture than what I picked as my favorite song.
Maybe you're just a masochist.
But you know what? A lot of times, like, I'll start an album and just not, you know, finish it because I, like, I'm busy or something. And I like to listen to albums all the way through is like one thing. So my top song of the year was "Under the Pressure," which is the first song off that album.
I think I like that one.
Yeah. It's the first song.
That's probably easy for me to remember. Yeah.
I listened to it 104 times, but probably because I would start the album
They get bored.
And then, like, I'd switch gears or do something different.
Interesting.
So that's my top song. And in fact, they give you your top five. All my top five were War on Drugs songs.
Oh, wow.
I think because from August to, like, October, I was just on such a huge War on Drugs kick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was, like, 3 months where I pretty much just listened to them nonstop.
You're going to laugh when you hear my top songs.
What are they?
Well, I got to tell you my top song of the year.
Oh, what's your top song of the year?
Number one. Virgo 1, in parentheses, lowercase II, 2, by Alluvium. I listened to it 21 times.
Oh, all right.
Pretty sure it's ambient music. All right. So that's my top song.
Mm-hmm.
What are your top five?
My top fives were all War on Drugs songs.
Oh, so interesting. Under
the Pressure, Red Eyes, Up All Night, Suffering, and Arms Like Boulders, which three of those, Under the Pressure, Up All Night, and Arms Like Boulders, are all the first tracks off of those albums. So I think that's what happens.
I wonder how many people's Spotify's are like that.
Yeah.
So my top songs, we already did number one. Number two is Happy Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is Balasana. I don't know what the hell that is. Number four is Candlelight Dinner, but candle and light are separate words.
Okay.
It looks like it's piano music. And then number five is Dr. Zhivago.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what any of these songs are, but I love them.
Cool. Nothing wrong with ambient music. What? Yeah. So let's get into your audio aura.
What's yours? What color is yours?
Mine is like it's kind of like a lime green with a little orange around it.
Oh, interesting.
Which, yeah, I was kind of surprised.
Mine is like a lime green with like a bluish green around it.
So what are your music moods?
Calm and dramatic.
Interesting.
Opposites.
I'm defiant and bold.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which makes sense.
Got that. Yeah, that's that. If I had to pick the bullet points to describe you, those would be the top two.
I'm defiant and bold. I mean, my musical.
What color is defiant? Orange.
Defiant's green, and then bold is orange.
Interesting.
More defiant than bold on the palette.
I am more calm than dramatic.
But yeah, it makes sense because that's usually kind of like those are like the kind of burritos I like to order.
Yes.
Like those are that's the flavors of things I like. I like defiant and bold flavors.
Wow.
It sounds like such a commercial. Like.
I would buy a defiant bold burrito.
Yeah.
Bold burrito would be a good name for a burrito place.
Yeah.
And it just has a cartoon character that's a burrito that's just doing a bunch of like naughty things.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Always peeing on stuff.
All right. How many different genres did you listen to?
It's a power of two.
60.
Close, but that's up.
Was I over or under?
You were under.
Oh. What was it?
64.
Oh.
How about you? 88.
Nope. You're under.
Whoa. Really?
100,
did you listen to every genre?
103 genres. I didn't even know there were that many.
Many.
So
crazy.
I was only off by four, and you were off by...
more than that.
I should have bet points, but I didn't, so.
Oh, we should. Yeah, it's a good point betting thing.
Top genres?
I'm going to guess what your top genre is.
You will never guess my top genres.
Dream pop.
No.
Oh, is that in your top five?
No.
Yeah, I didn't.
If you can guess one of these... You get five guesses.
Classic rock.
Yep.
Yes. What do I get? A point?
No, I didn't say anything. I just asked if you could.
I should have asked for that.
Right, you got one. You got three more guesses.
Alternative rock.
No.
Damn it.
Two more.
Boop, 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 boop. I mean, this is art rock.
No. You got one more guess. They're all vaguely the same. One, I don't really understand at all.
Grunge.
No. Number one was indie rock, followed by two, classic rock. Three, garage rock.
Oh, wow. You're a rock guy.
And then it's so smushed together. I can barely see what it says, but it looks like it says alternative country.
Probably says alternative rock, and you're just trying to give me no points.
No, it says country, I don't know who's the country. I don't listen to any country, really. I mean, I listen to, like, country, like, the Birds, or, like...
You listen to alternative country.
I guess. Maybe that's what it is. And then number five, ambient. I was surprised.
I would have never guessed that you listened to
ambient. I put it on sometimes, but I didn't know it'd be my top five. I mean, let me guess yours. Ambient, classical, alternative.
Classical what?
Music.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Alternative rock.
No.
Pop.
Nope.
Classic rock?
Yep.
Indie rock.
Nope.
I think that's all my guesses.
Okay. Number one.
Yeah.
Art rock.
Oh.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
But apparently I love it. Number two, ambient, which is crazy that that's number two because all I ever listen to is ambient.
Yeah.
Number three is Italian jazz.
Ah.
Because you got to have your
Italian. Also, I don't want you to get a point, but I think I'm over, so I called it out first.
Ah, damn it. Four is classical piano, so I'll get that's where I gave it to you. Right. And then five is classic rock.
All right. Your top podcast. So I don't really use Spotify for podcasts. So the number of listens is like two. And it's Comedy Bang Bang.
What? Okay, traitor. Guess what my number one podcast is?
Paragraph Despair.
I love listening to us.
I never listen to this.
Wow.
Not even in my top five. And besides, I don't use like... I think just Gimlet shows are my top five because, well, two of them just because I can't listen to them anywhere else, really.
I only listened to three episodes of Paragraph Despair, and that made it the top one. Because, again, I don't, same like you, I don't use Spotify for podcasts.
How many, all right, let's get to a good one. How many different artists did you listen to?
I want to guess yours.
All right.
1,200. No, are you messing with me?
1,192.
Oh my
God. That's so close. But you're over. That was really close.
Yeah. No points. All right, you got to guess mine.
673.
Low.
986. Oh, all right.
But you win because you guessed low.
Yeah.
I guess.
So we already know probably from this that my top artist was with the War on Drugs. But can you guess
mine?
What top percentage of the listeners I'm in?
I think you're 100% of their listeners.
I'm the only one. No, it's got to be, like, if you listen to more, it's a smaller number. Like, you're in the top, like...
Yeah, yep. So I would say you're the top 1%.
0.0? 0.01%.
Whoa. I didn't know they did sub, like, fractions of a percent.
I'm high up in the... I'm part of the 1%.
What is 0.01...
Wait, who's your top artist?
I'm just trying to... one second. So year one in 10,000.
Oh, wow.
Of people. Guess what my top artist was.
Is it someone I've heard before?
Yeah.
Radiohead.
Yeah.
Are you like top 2%?
Exactly.
Really?
Yes.
That was easy.
I was impressed that I was in the top 2% until you're 0.01.
Oh, yeah. I know they make it sound like that, but...
Top 2% means I'm 1 in 50.
So it's interesting, though, how many minutes I listen to of them, because all their songs are like 10 minutes.
Oh.
How many...
I want to guess that you listen to 5,000 minutes.
8,424.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I guess you listen to 4,000 minutes of Radiohead?
932.
Oh, yeah, it's not that much.
It's very low.
And then finally, top artists. I was kind of surprised with mine because one of them I didn't really listen to at all.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to guess yours.
All right.
War on Drugs.
Mm-hmm. That was number one.
Radiohead?
Nope. You're not gonna get
Bon Iver?
No.
Okay.
War on Drugs was number one. Craig Finn was number two, who I'm a huge fan of.
Never heard of that.
He's pretty good. And then for some reason, Benjamin Gibbard, the lead singer of Death Cab, is number three. Which I remember listening to his solo album in last year. I don't even remember listening to it this year. Same with Death Cab for Cutie, which is by number four apparently.
I had no idea that you even listened to them.
Yeah, I don't remember listening to them that much this year. I don't know why they're three and four. And then number five is Talking Heads, which I listened to a lot this year.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah. I guess yours is Radiohead, War on Drugs.
Yep.
Olivia Rodrigo.
No.
Bon Iver.
Yep.
That's all I got.
All right, I think you could guess
one more.
One of them, because I mentioned this artist during this segment.
Apex?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right.
And then the last one is a very famous artist who...
Beethoven.
Whose son made the movie Moon.
Oh. Moon? Oh. Yeah. David Bowie.
Yep. He's my number two, apparently.
Yeah. Interesting.
Surprised by that.
All right. That's this year's Spotify data. I'm done with that segment.
Yep. Cool. All right. Next exciting segment. Or first exciting segment, depending how we want to slice the show up. Selfish Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a year or two ago, I heard about this holiday, this unofficial holiday in China. I had to look it up. It's called Singles Day or Bachelor's Day. And it's a holiday for people that are single to just buy stuff for themselves. It's not like an official holiday, and it's November 11th. So sometimes they call it 11-11 or double 11 is the holiday. But it's over time become the biggest day to buy stuff. Maybe in the world, but definitely in China.
That's a really good idea. I like that better than Christmas.
Yeah. Me too, honestly. It would be a lot easier and less stressful if you just hung out with your family and showed each other the stuff you bought for yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I was thinking, why not have, if we were to do that here in America and have Singles Day and replace it with Christmas, and I'm going to call it Selfish Christmas, what three things would you buy yourself for yourself? Just outright. What three things would you buy for yourself for Selfish Christmas?
What's my budget?
Your budget is...
Like what I currently could afford right now?
Yeah, don't look at the show notes. Just what you could afford right now.
Okay. I can buy whatever I want.
As long as you have money for it.
Well, I'm in the market for a car, which I'm going to buy anyways.
Okay.
So hopefully... I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't buy a car. But, you know, it's a really tiny, cheap car.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that. I'd probably buy just like fun things that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Camera stuff.
Okay, name one camera thing.
I'd like to get a wide angle lens for my little Fuji camera.
Oh, cool.
I think that's it. I don't know. Maybe a new audio interface for my computer.
For your PC?
Yeah.
Audio interface like a sound card or something?
No, it's just kind of like, you know, I can plug mics into it directly or my guitar or like whatever. And then I use it for volume control on my speakers.
Interesting.
Just because this one kind of gives me problems. But yeah, I think that's it off the top of my head. I mean, there's probably other stuff like just random albums or like cool things. That'd be like, oh yeah, that'd be nice. You know, socks and underwear.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, maybe like some fine cutlery.
Oh, interesting. Really?
No.
Okay. We have these knives that are really cool that Alyssa got, but they like can't get wet for too long because they rust. Mm. So it's big. They're high maintenance knives, but they're very sharp and
interesting.
Very fun to cut with. Speaking of that, I should probably go dry one off, but whatever.
All right, what would you get?
Oh, what I get with current money? I've been looking into VR headsets.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I want to go like high end or like the standard commercial ones,
like because it's like Oculus 2.
Yeah, the Oculus 2. I mean, you have it, and I played with it, and it was like. Or is cool. That the Quest 2? Are they different?
No, I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
I
really like the...
I use it for mini golf.
Ergonomics of it.
End of list. So we could play mini golf together, virtually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would want to make games and experiences for it. That's what I would get into. So that's
use it for mini golf.
Yeah, I could. Or I might get both. Like, if I really get into VR development... Maybe I want a high-end one to develop on, and then like the standard, the one that has the most penetration, which is the Quest 2 right now, just to see how it would look on there to like make something I could sell. So that would be one thing. Man, I don't know. Everybody asked me what I want for Christmas, and I was just telling them like donate to a charity or something because I don't know. I don't really want anything.
Yeah, I told everyone to just donate money to me.
I would like to buy new clothes. I'm getting more interested in like trying to look a certain way.
Yeah, so. I like to look slaps.
Yeah.
Like, well, the cool kids wear.
Totally.
Fire.
I would want to look slaps too.
Lit. Try to look lit.
I'd probably buy new, like, boots. The boots I have, they have a hole in them.
Yeah, I got, well, I think it's going on 2 years. Blundstones. Highly recommend.
I saw some, like, TikTok video, because they put TikTok videos on YouTube now. And it was this girl saying, like, this is what cute guys wear. And I was like, well, I should know what that is.
Yeah.
And
oh, you found that video of me online?
It was just all pictures of you. were they called bloodstones?
Bloodstones. Yeah, they're covered in blood, so that's the weird thing.
Huh. Well, I would wear that. But that was one of the things that was in that video was those look good or something, and I think they look neat. All right, so that's with your current money. But what if you had $1 million? What would be three things you would buy for yourself on Selfish Christmas?
Well, what are you really buying in that price range? I guess I'm buying a nicer car.
Okay, what car?
Probably like a 2019 or a 2020 Honda Fit.
Oh, I didn't. You finished with 19. I thought you were going to buy like a year 2000 car.
Oh, no. yeah,
probably. So you just buy a, a more modern Honda Fit.
Yeah, I'm looking to buy a 2013 Honda Fit, but I'd probably go up a couple years.
Yeah, if you had $1 million.
But, like, I don't want to waste that $1 million on it. And then there's, okay, so you know, I'd probably invest in, you know, our app idea, like Turd. your game that you're making, invest in that.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe a house.
That'd be good.
A man cave. Yeah, it'd be really cool.
To keep all your men?
Yeah, to keep my collection of men in their caves. but yeah, you need a chill zone. That's what I really want. So like, I'd probably do a really cool chill zone for chilling, relaxing.
Cool. So $1 million, more modern Honda Fit, house, and invest in
Unfortunately, app ideas. They stopped making Honda Fits after 2020 is the last year.
Why?
Because they were selling more Honda HRVs, which is kind of like a step between the Fit and the CRV, I think. So, like, they're a little different, a little bigger. But
so that makes the Fit is now a collector's item, and the value is going to skyrocket.
I know. People love their Honda Fits. It's a community.
So that's $1 million.
Yeah. What about you? Or wait, are we going a billion?
What I would do, I would buy a matte black Tesla.
Oh, cool. I would think about it, but I don't want to give Elon Musk any more money.
I like Elon Musk.
All right.
Do we need a segment where we argue about Elon Musk?
We don't need to argue about him.
Okay.
I just think he's weird.
Yeah, but he's doing cool stuff.
Yeah, is he though?
He has a rocket company, right? And but a like, company what are that
we,
digs holes.
What are we doing with a rocket company in there? Like, why don't we, like, you know, not do that?
I don't know if you've seen the movie Armageddon, but that's a pretty clear answer as to why.
Right, but maybe that's probably the best thing to happen for humanity if, like, an asteroid just wipes us all out.
Well, we're pretty far from our positive
episode,
anyways,
I guess. What would you get for $1 million?
So a matte black Tesla.
Uh-huh.
I would buy... only $1 million. I was going to say I'd buy like a building in New York, but definitely can't do that for $1 million. You need like a couple million to do that. Maybe a skateboard.
Oh, so normal presents, no, but $1 million skateboard.
Yeah, $1 million. I feel like, all right, I can kind of like settle in. Maybe I can get a skateboard. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Tommy's friends took a skateboarding class.
Oh, interesting.
I want to do it.
I should look into that.
Yeah,
I would do that. If you sign up for skateboard class, I'll do it with you.
You want to rip some rails?
Yeah, totally. That would totally slap. $1 million.
Don't keep us in suspense.
Maybe I would get... I would probably go on trips. I'd go on trips to places, long trips.
Right.
Take a year
now
off
what?
And just travel Europe and Asia. Now is $1 billion.
What?
What if you had $1 billion, billion with two D's stacked on top of each other?
How many billions? Just one?
Wow. What is wrong with you? Yes, just $1 billion.
Is like my money just straight up cash, or is this $1 billion in assets I own?
Your $1 billion is as liquid as you need it to be.
All right, so I can get the cash. I can get $1 billion straight up.
Yeah, you just got to sit at that ATM for a while. Wait for it all to come out.
I don't have enough to buy an NBA team.
Really?
Yeah, the cheapest team is the Memphis Grizzlies, valued at $1.3 billion. Because
I've never even heard of that team.
A bunch of people like pooling together NFTs in order
DAOs?
to... DAOs? they're trying to collectively build or buy an NBA team.
Interesting.
And I think they have like $50 million raised up. But yeah, I would have, maybe I'll buy like a minor league baseball team, or like maybe a WNBA basketball team. That'd be fun. You know, so that way I can go to like games.
I had no idea you had that.
I don't even passion. Really watch sports. I just like the idea of owning a team.
Owning a whole group of people.
Yeah. Let's see. What else would I buy with my billions? Probably like a Honda CRV.
Whoa. You would upgrade to the CRV from the Fit?
Yeah. Although I like how the Fits look. I don't know. And then probably a MacBook M1.
The Pro?
Yeah.
Or just a...
but like fully, you know, specced up.
The Max chip in it?
Yeah, like it'd be the $6,000 one. I mean, I guess I could do honestly, that with a million too.
I don't have the maxed out MacBook Pro M1, but like it's a joy to use this computer. I love it. So definitely worth a couple, some very small sliver of your $1 billion.
Okay. What would you do with a billion? This is just like fantasy lotto talk. It's not really about the holiday, is it?
Oh, it's selfish Christmas. It's Christmas. You sit around with your family and you tell them what you spent your $1 billion on. And they're like, oh, cool. I bought a dinosaur miniature with mine.
Yeah. I'd probably buy some medical debt. And, like, relieve people of their medical debt for the holidays.
Oh, that's really...
I don't want to be a completely selfish asshole with $1 billion.
That's a good idea.
I can at least buy some medical debt.
Yeah. Well, this is selfish Christmas, so I'm not helping people. I'm going to buy an island.
Well, that's cool.
And I'm going to buy a plane, small plane. I'm going to learn how to fly. And a boat. I'm going to learn how to boat.
Okay.
Sailboat. Very nice sailboat. That's what I would buy. Like a houseboat that you can live in, and I would sail along the coasts of places and like have a really great time.
Sounds good.
All right, that's selfish Christmas. Thanks for revealing your what you'd like.
Okay. I'd probably be a really boring like if I was a tech CEO, I'd probably be a really boring tech CEO.
Maybe you don't know.
All right, next segment. So this is the world has problems, Anton. You know this.
Yeah.
And you're the in this segment, you're the only one that can fix these problems. This is the dictator show.
Yeah, because the only way I'm going to get solve problems is if I'm a dictator, because nobody wants to get advice from me.
So yeah, this is kind of just like Dear Chris, but more fascist. you know, he's slammed his fist down on problems such as being loud at the movies,
big problems,
and people that walk too slow on the sidewalk.
Yep.
Now we have a different problem that we need you to have 100% rule over all citizens with no expense is too much in order to solve this. You have every you have everything at your resource to solve loud, annoying cars. All right. So I'm looking at cars. You know, we're by a highway here, and I'll just hear a car just vroom, vroom, and then like you hear the exact boosh, and it's really annoying. I think it's stupid. You know, I always thought even. Growing up, people that were really into cars, I never got it. But there's a difference between being really into cars and then purposely modding your car to be kind of loud and annoying, and then also driving reckless with it.
Yeah.
It's one thing to visually make it look like. That could be fun and creative, but, like, why are you making it loud for no... Like, that does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's... this is a problem. And, Anton, how do you solve this?
All right. I hate loud cars.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when the car goes by and I'm muted on Zoom, and then the notification comes up, oh, you're muted, because it thinks I'm trying to talk because a loud car went by.
Yeah.
I hate that it makes dogs scared.
Yeah.
This is one thing that I feel... Slow walkers...
You can kind of...
I could see reasons for it.
You'll be... You're
talking
a little,
in a movie.
You're a little sympathetic in the last two dictatorships.
Yeah. Great word. Sympathetic. I would be sympathetic to slow walkers or people loud in movies. People who make their... Go out of their way to make their cars louder, their motorcycles louder.
And we're just talking about loudness, you know. No penalties for creatively, accessorizing your car. You know, that's not a problem. Even people blasting music, I don't really have too much of an issue with. I think it's just the exhausts.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is a little of the music. It depends on the song. Sometimes I hear a really good song.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of vibing to it. And I'm like, all right, that's kind of nice. And it's not too... It's loud where, like, you can hear it walking by, but it's not, like, so loud that I'm, like, you know. Unless it's, like, unnecessarily loud.
Actually, the more I think about this...
Mm-hmm. I don't know, sometimes...
The more I think...
I hear a good song, I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay to be loud.
Yeah. No, a loudness is also an expression...
All right, I have an idea
but
for my rule.
Exhausts. No excuse for exhausts.
I think every car must be mandated to be loud. Going extreme other direction.
Okay.
Arms race.
I'm listening to you.
Arms race. Every car, every motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
bicycles need to be loud.
Yeah.
And we just... accelerate this, then nobody wants to be loud anymore.
Yeah.
And it's being quiet that is like the cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, what do they call it? Reverse psychology.
I see what you're doing.
Solves
here.
It for everybody.
I see what you're doing here.
Imagine a movie where the coolest guy, when he walks in, you don't even know he walks in because he's so silent.
Is this what you're really telling me? You're like, you encourage a lot of people to make their car loud to the point where the people that
I'm the dictator,
right? To the point where like the people that were doing it to be cool is like, that's not really cool.
Yeah. Everybody's doing
it. Then once they switch, do you then cancel the law?
No. Cause if you cancel the law, then it's not cool anymore.
Okay.
Because the definition of cool is breaking the law, if you look it up on Webster's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my strategy, require all things to be way louder. As a result, the defiant and bold people out there, the cool people, will be quiet. And then everything will be quiet. Okay.
I wasn't expecting you to go this way.
Yeah, I'm a surprising dictator.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Minimum 45-year sentence.
And always with you, some kind of extreme penalty.
But, you know, you gotta give it for your... You really preach and crusade... for freedom. And you know what? I like your idea. I'm going to give you a point.
That is really not something I would have expected either.
Get a point.
All right. 20 to 17.
Speaking of that,
loud car just
went 17.
By. Yeah.
How did I get a point today?
We wagered earlier.
Oh, that's you won right. For some reason, I thought you won. All right.
So.
I guess that solves the problem. I don't know if that's the end of the segment. Unless you have more to say about it.
I am kind of curious. Like, I don't like being... I like attention, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be like, hey, look at me. What... How do you do that? How do you get to be the kind of person who would want to make your thing loud?
I think some people are just kind of... They do like the attention. Or they like the... They like the perceived image it gives them for their perspective, like, you know, social group. You know.
Which is hard of hearing.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, that's all I had.
Oh, actually, I got a better way of solving the problem. I'd get rid of the minimum 45 sentence. I wouldn't do any prison time, just because I don't think we need more people in prison. But here's what we do.
Prisons would get loud.
If you do have a car, and like, let's say, you know, they have like the police scanners that like pick it up all the time, you know, because they think it's a gunshot.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like can, you know, going by the audio, and it can find your plates and everything, and we can find out who you are, and you don't get in trouble or anything. But we pay a lot, like a good size group, like maybe like 40 to 45 people, to always just be like, always to kind of stalk you like paparazzi, kind of like, really, like when you get out of the car, they're like, oh my god, I gotta talk, that's so cool, oh my god. And like, it's nonstop. It's like 24/7. These people are just like so excited that their car is loud, to the point where like they get so tired of it, and it instead they make their car less loud and the people go away.
I didn't fully follow that.
So like, you get like a bunch of people that are really into this person's loud car, and they kind of like flock to them. They're like huge fans, but they're also really annoying. They always want to take a picture. They want like take a picture by the car.
That's a really good
idea. Anytime like they go to like walk from the car to their house, they're like, "Oh my god, you're so awesome!" And they just kind of, you know, hound him for like, you know, nonstop until finally the guy's like, "Oh man, I gotta get rid of this exhaust."
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Actually, now that you mention it, I have a thought too. Okay. That's different. You know how when you go to the hotel, there's like smoking rooms and non-smoking rooms, or at least that's how it used to be?
Yeah.
What if we did that with the whole United States, and there, we used zoning and districting to say like, this is a zone, this place is a loud place, and this place is a quiet place, like the movie.
Oh.
So if you live in the, if you're in the loud place, you
do whatever you
can
want.
Be as loud as you want. Be super loud.
I like that idea.
But then I was thinking, well, then why wouldn't the loud people, the defiant, bold, loud people, go in the quiet places and be loud there too?
Yeah.
So here's how you solve that. In the loud places, you can't have a gun. It's illegal to have guns in the loud places. Mm-hmm. In the quiet places, guns are mandatory.
I don't know what that would do for the crime rate overall.
And it's required. It's not even. It's the opposite of concealed carry. You have to have the gun in your hand at all times in the quiet places.
All right. So, are you changing your response to this problem? To this?
I'm just leaving it open.
Well, you gotta go with one or the other.
I do like the idea of just a cacophony and going all in on super loud. Just every mandatory loudness. So I think I would stick with
that. Okay, good. Because I was going to take away your point.
Oh, okay. 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 Thank gosh.
All right. I think that's the end. That's all I got.
All right. Here's a segment that I am afraid to talk about. And I think it...
Oh, no.
I'm terrified of talking about this. I think it's going to ruin things for me. And the segment is about feeling good.
Okay.
And you might be like, well, why is feeling good something you don't want to talk about? Because I'm afraid I'm going to jinx it. Yeah. Exactly. I've been feeling really good lately.
Like, that's good.
What I would think it feels like for most people.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe everybody doesn't feel good. And I don't know what it is, and I don't want to think about it because I feel like my ruminations on stuff is what makes me not feel good most of the time. But I had this eye-opening experience at Thanksgiving. My brother-in-law, he lost a lot of weight, and he said he did it through intermittent fasting.
I've heard of that, yeah. Tony, I think, tried it. I do it on accident because sometimes I just don't eat breakfast, and then I eat a late lunch.
Interesting. I think it has to be for, like, a prolonged period.
Oh, all right. So just forgetting breakfast doesn't count.
It's like I had broccoli for lunch, so I'm a vegetarian now. But and I was surprised by this. Like, he just heard. He said he was doing like a weight loss thing with his friends, and
that's good for him.
Yeah, and that one of the guys was losing a lot of weight, and he was like, "Hey, how are you doing this?"
Him.
Yeah, and that's all he does is he says.
So are you intermittent fasting now?
Kind of, because I've tried intermittent fasting before. Like, what do they say? Like eight. There's like a number based intermittent fasting, and it's based on like the hours in which you eat. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a small window of time in the day that you eat. I tried that, and then I would just be really hungry, and then during that small window of time, I would just eat a bunch of stuff and like eat the same amount of calories. Yeah. But he said another thing, which was, I only eat when I'm hungry.
Mm.
And that was like, huh. Because I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would always be like, I'm not like overweight, but I am probably in one of the worst shapes I've been in my life.
Okay. Well, this is important too, because I looked up the weight limit for the Honda Fit, and that's 850 pounds. You can't have more than that inside the car. So, if you want to ride my car, we're going to have to weigh
you. Well, I was going to have you drive my weightlifting equipment around. Interesting. I'm surprised. You know, when I buy a car, I never look at the weight limit. That's interesting that you're looking at that.
I don't know how I stumbled upon it, but I thought it was funny. And then I was also like, that's not that much, really. Like, if you think of how much four passengers weigh and then also, like, bags, you're getting pretty close. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that isn't that much.
So.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. But eating when you're hungry, it was a revelation for me. Because, like, meals come up and you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat at the meal. You don't have to finish your food. You can save it for later. Like, it seems obvious, but I don't know. But this all comes down to being intentional. Which is this thing that came up. I've heard people say this before, being intentional. Have you heard that phrase?
Yeah.
And now I've been applying it to a lot of stuff, and it really clicked for me when rock climbing.
Because
you and I have gone rock climbing recently.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Why is it fun for you?
Because you get like you can get up high and you look down and you're like, oh.
And you're very good at it. You're like a spider on that wall.
I was surprisingly
like you've only done it one time.
I did better than I thought I would.
And the reason rock climbing brings up being intentional for me is I've noticed that I'm like real not intentional with my movements.
You mean you just move and you don't have like. You don't have a purpose for your movements?
Yeah, like I'm not thinking about my movements. I'm when I drink water, sometimes I don't put my lip on it enough and I spill it down my shirt. This happens like way more often than
I think it's normal.
Okay. But if I'm intentional about it, Or like when I'm holding a hot kettle, I'm kind of jerky about it. I'm not just like calm and collected with a hot kettle.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
I'm just like winging it around. People are screaming and saying, please stop. Just pour the
How many people
water.
Are hanging out in your
You don't have a coffee audience? Oh,
no. I mean, technically you do.
Yeah.
Certain days.
Well, now I have an audience for when I make coffee because of my morning show that usually one person watches.
Yeah, me.
Half a person watches on average. You. But being intentional with your movements really changed how I think about a lot of stuff. Because in rock climbing, you can't be jerky. You have to be very... Because every movement is readjusting your center of gravity and your weight on the wall. So you don't have to be slow, but you have to be intentional with how you're going to adjust your center of gravity to move. And this has changed everything, mm-hmm. In my opinion. Now I'm already starting to overthink it, and I'm going to be binge eating by the end of today. But yeah, I feel like that's why I'm feeling good. The morning show that we just mentioned, mm-hmm. is why. How are you feeling?
I feel all right.
All right. No big changes.
No, but I did notice I lost just a little bit of weight. Some pants are starting to fit again, and it's because I started going back to the office. When I worked from home, I would just pace around. I might walk into the kitchen, grab mm-hmm. a snack, and I'd always have snacks because I would always run to the bodega and get them. But when I'm at work, I'm usually like busy, and we keep snacks in the office, but like. I kind of get like I really only have like a little, and they're usually healthy anyways. So like, and I usually don't have it until like 3, just because our mornings are so busy, and then it forces me to eat meals regularly. Like if I stick to just meals, and I don't snack in between, I stay a pretty consistent weight. I feel all right. I don't work out as much as I probably should, but. I don't know. Feel all right.
Interesting. Well, I guess maybe in a couple months we'll see if I'm still feeling good and if you're still feeling all right.
Yeah.
Hopefully this doesn't jinx it.
So all these new things that you've been doing, are you trying to be more intentional about them? Like as like you have yes. an end goal to all of this, like each thing? Like you have a goal for like your diet and your rock climbing and the morning show that you've been doing.
Kind of. I feel like I always live in the future. Like I'm in my head a lot.
Time travel.
Like, yeah, past me was in the future and depressed about it. Like I'm an optimist.
So you're trying to be more present.
But I'm a depressed optimist. Yes.
That's good.
Trying to be in the moment because I'm super optimistic about the future, and then I think,
time.
Yes, but it's hard to do unless you're intentional about every little thing that you're doing. And I think that's the key ingredient.
Right. Okay.
But yeah.
Well, it's all these little.
That's all I had to say.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
So that's the end of that segment.
Cool.
Feeling good.
Feeling good. We should have a feeling good update segment.
We'll see. I'll be half drunk during it.
I'm not feeling good.
I'm recording this live from a ditch.
All right. Next segment.
Next segment.
All right. So couple.
Last segment.
Last segment. So I've been watching the Beatles documentary on Disney Plus that Peter Jackson made. He restored visually and audio, I guess aurally. Is that right?
Yeah, orally.
No,
or aurally.
You aurally.
Exactly.
Which is really not like the quality. I'm like, wow, this is great. This is kind of like seeing like real, like new footage of the Beatles from 50, 60 years ago.
Yep. How much CGI is there?
I don't think there's any. I mean, they've like probably corrected a few things.
Well, they added Paul in. Paul actually dead?
Oh, that's right. Paul is dead. Well, no, that's Paul's imposter that replaced him.
Like, I saw that.
That's why he has the beard, because his chin's probably different.
Yeah, dead chin. Yeah.
We were watching it last night, and the weird, people have joked about Yoko destroying the Beatles or whatever, or, you know, being the Yoko of the band. Everyone's joked about it for years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I never really thought, like, so what? Like, it's just Yoko. Like, it's not, that wasn't the reason why the Beatles broke up. And I still believe that.
Okay.
But after watching this, and you just watch, and Yoko is just not more than 3 feet away from John Lennon the entire time. It'll be just the Beatles and then Yoko sitting just in a chair not doing anything. Like, in this, like, open studio concept.
Oh, no. So, am I Alyssa's Yoko?
You might be. It's like, so, like, I get why, like, that kind of happened in history. Like, you know what I mean? You see it. And it's just odd. Because, I mean, even from Yoko's perspective, I'd be like, wouldn't you want to just go, like, let him do that? And I'm just going to, like, go, I don't know, go to a coffee shop and hang out. Like, I wouldn't want to sit there, like, and just hang 3 feet away and be that close to my significant other as they worked on something. Like, I feel like that would, like, not gender, taking gender out of the equation. Like, not, I'm not saying, you know, Yoko, it's like a female thing. I'm just saying, like, you know, as someone in a relationship with a significant other, I feel like just that action, just purely looking at it, is very strange.
Interesting.
But this has nothing to do with the segment.
I thought that, real quick on that point, I got the impression from the little I know of this that Yoko was like a kind of hard to get person, and John liked her more than she liked him.
Yeah. I don't know. And Yoko is, you know, talented in her own right. And there is some like cool jams where it's just like Paul, John, and like Yoko screaming, and like, I don't know, they sound kind of cool.
That's the indie rock you listen to?
Yeah. And like, you know, I'm not questioning why she's like there. I'm just questioning why, like, she has to sit 3 feet away. Like, I just think that's odd. I don't know. Mm. Anyways, that has nothing to do with this segment. So I'm watching the Beatles documentary. I'm having a good time. I like watching them figure out how to work on a song. It's really, like, kind of interesting to just watch. And then flip side of this, I'm listening to an audiobook right now. And it's about Charles Manson. You know, Charles Manson. Cult leader.
Yep.
Not technically a murderer, but murderer. I've read Helter Skelter, the like official book from the DA that prosecuted the case. I read that a couple years ago, and I'm listening to this other book right now, Manson by Jeff Gwynn, which is just it's just Manson, the life and times of Charles Manson. And right now I'm at the stage in the book where it's like the music scene of LA late 60s. And they're actually hanging out with Dennis Wilson, like Charles Manson, Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Oh, right.
And, you know, Charles Manson's whole thing is he was really trying to get a record contract. He really wanted to be famous. Like that was his thing. He really wanted to be known. He really wanted a music record deal. He was trying to do anything to get to it. So part of his strategy was finding someone like Dennis Wilson that would just like hook him up with one, like, because he had tried to play clubs and like tried to make demos, but he kind of got rejected and people thought he smelled funny, and it just didn't work out for whatever reason. So that's kind of the stage I'm at. So I, you know, listening to that, go, oh yeah, I think there's recordings of Charles Manson's music online. Just
yeah, you think that's all you listen to probably exclusively.
My Spotify recap next year, the top five songs are all Manson. Charles Manson. Like, what's wrong with you? So the song's like, it's not very good, whatever. But like, since those are the two things I'm kind of consuming media wise, and you know, Manson loved the Beatles, like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do this game.
Okay.
It is called Beatles or Manson, where
okay,
I'm gonna read two song titles, and you have to guess is it which one's the Beatles song and which one's the Manson song.
Okay.
So the way I'm gonna do this without giving you way too many points is I have 7 combinations of two songs.
Oh, 7. Okay.
You just have to get 4 of the 7.
The majority. And you get a point. Okay. All right. All right.
So I'll read you two song names, and you got to tell me which one's which.
Okay.
All right. This you is ready?
Fun. Yep.
And, you know, I don't feel too bad like we're, like, making a joke off the victims of Manson, because this isn't really what it's about. It's a very tragic
thing. This has nothing to do with that. This is just this is Beatles just or Manson Beatles or music. Manson.
And
yeah,
I think... You know, if I was to write a headline for BuzzFeed,
we're shock jocks.
The results will shock you. Okay, first round.
Okay.
The More You Love, and okay. And I Love Her. Which one's which? The More You Love, and I Love Her.
I know And I Love Her is like a lyric in a Beatles song. So I'm going to go with that. But it could be that Manson really likes the Beatles. So he's like titling his song off of a Beatles lyric. But I'm still going to go with And I Love Her.
And I Love Her is Beatles the Beatles song. And The More I Love, or The More You Love is Manson?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, yeah. Good. Whew. You weren't giving me any hints with your face.
That's one. I mean, okay. You might get the first 4 right, but we'll do all 7 regardless.
I want to get it 100%.
Okay. Twilight Blues and The Inner Light.
Oh my gosh.
Twilight Blues, The Inner Light. Which one's which?
All right. Inner Light sounds real freaking creepy. So I'm going to go with Charles Manson as Inner Light.
And Twilight Blues Beatles?
Is Beatles.
You are incorrect.
Oh, no!
The Inner Light is cut from, I think, their 2nd or 3rd album.
Is that like a George Harrison song or something?
No, it's... Wait, hold on. Let me look it up.
Sounds like a religious song.
Because I'm trying to, like... So, basically, I'm going through Manson songs, and I'm picking the ones that sound like the Beatles, and I'm going through the Beatles songs going, which ones sound like And,
well, that does sound like a Manson song.
I think this is from... let's see. It's not from With the Beatles. Is this from their first one?
I don't know how you're so good at making games. This is a fun game.
I think this is from a hard... Let's see. No. Is the Beatles.
You should be the one making a video game.
Yeah. Maybe it's from Help. No, I don't know where I got it from. Well, anyways, you're wrong. Next one.
Damn
this
it.
This one's a fun one.
Oh man.
Garbage Dump. Devil in Her Heart.
All right.
Garbage
Ooh.
Dump.
Ooh.
Devil in Her Heart.
Oh no. Now that I know what you're just, I'm gonna all right, my gut says Garbage Dump is the Beatles. I'm just gonna go with my gut on it.
You saying Garbage Dump Beatles, Devil in Her Heart Manson? You are incorrect.
Oh, no.
This is harder than you thought after that first one.
Oh, no.
No, Garbage Dump is a song by Manson because the Manson family would frequently dumpster dive for food. He would have
it's like woman, a love song.
Yeah, he would have the women in the group go and dumpster dive. And on occasion, Dennis Wilson would drive them around in their his Mercedes Benz while they dumpster dive.
I'm kind of curious what that song sounds like.
Yeah, none of it's really that good.
Okay.
All right.
Garbage dump, blah, 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 blah. Garbage
next,
dump.
Next blah, round.
Blah. Okay.
Misery. Two pair of shoes.
Misery is the Beatles.
That is correct.
Woo!
You're even again. 2-2.
Yeah, but I only get one more wrong.
That's not true. Yeah, oh, you can get one more wrong and still win.
Yeah, I can only get
so
one
more. So you need
wrong,
to get the last two of these three right.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with this one.
No.
Words of love. Give your love.
Words of love. I think, I don't know, the Beatles like to use verbs in their song titles. Give your love. Give your love. Words of love. I'm going to go with...
This is a hard one.
I'm going to be wrong. I'm going to be wrong. This is going to be my third strike, but Give Your Love is the Beatles.
You're wrong. Give Your Love is Manson. Give Your Love. You got to get these last two right.
Man, this is so hard.
All right. I think. All right, I won't. I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
True love you will find.
Is that a Yoda song?
And the next song is, I don't know why I'm moaning. True love you will find.
I don't know why I'm moaning is a Beatles song.
That is correct. Uh-oh, it all comes down to this. You did it. Your last question.
I really know how to make it suspenseful.
This worked out really well.
Yeah.
For drama.
Oh, man.
This is a fun one. The way out of the room is not through the door.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil the party. You need me to repeat that?
Nope. All right. I am going to go based on the strategy that the weirdest title is actually the Beatles song, which hasn't really helped me too much, to be honest. But the way out of the room is not through the door is the Beatles song.
That is incorrect. That's Charles Manson.
No!
I really thought you were gonna win this easily, and
no, that was super hard.
Yeah. Well, that's Beatles or Manson.
Well, if you listeners do a better score than me for this, please write in and let us know what you got right and wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could still play this
Discord
again with other artists.
But it's always against Charles Manson.
He doesn't have that many songs, actually. So it's kind of it's a game that has, you know, a finite amount of times to play.
I like that he doesn't have that many songs, and these are the ones that you found.
Some of them were really weird titles, but they're also like if you were like if you were it was almost like. If you were to make a parody of someone writing songs in the hippie, you know, Haight-Ashbury era, Like, that's what they kind of sounded like. That's what their song titles kind of sounded like.
Got it. Interesting.
All right. So Anton believes Charles Manson wrote better songs than the Beatles. I guess that's a big takeaway.
That's the only thing you could take away from this. Yeah.
All right. I think that's our show.
Yep. That's it. Well, this is a lot of fun. I'm excited for the next X or Y.
Sounds good. Later.
Bye.